This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we should rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to, well, not to the right of me, but in the state of Minnesota, we have none other than Stephanie Joy. She will be actually joining us in, I'm guessing probably about 45 minutes. And we'll get her at the last hour of the Sons of Liberty today. By the way, friends, we are actually broadcasting live out of Atlanta, Georgia. No, you can go ahead and hem. We're broadcasting live out of Atlanta, Georgia right now, and it's beautiful out here, by the way. We are down south, and again, what a better place to be. But in the state of Minnesota right now, it is absolutely beautiful. So, anyways, aside of that, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, or go to Facebook, Bradley Dean, again, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Phone lines are inaccessible today, and I apologize for that. I always love to get interaction from our listeners, but again, I apologize. Phone lines will be inaccessible. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. Our deeds because we love. And who said that? That was actually George Washington who said deeds, not words. And he also, well, he derived that from none other than Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, in 1 John 3:18. So, without further ado, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Well, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, okay? That sounds pretty decent to me. It sounds like that's pretty much right on the money. Folks, I hope everybody's kind of awake as to what's going on across the country today concerning Eric Holder, criminal attorney general Eric Holder. My resolve to the issues that are going on hand concerning the issues concerning Eric Holder is throw the man in jail. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's a criminal. He's also, I think people need to understand too, he's also proven to be a faithful criminal with his little cronies under the Clinton administration, for those that didn't know, because the Attorney General Eric Holder has now been exposed once again by showing the American people how truly corrupt that he is. If he's not stonewalling or being evasive, then he's attempting to cover for some unlawful scandal that this criminal administration is committing or has committed. Now he's even attempting to run from what his responsible, well, he's attempting. Keep in mind again, friends, he's attempting. But I'm laughing because, you know, whether he gets caught or he doesn't get caught, it's pretty much going to be the same answer because the American people are allowing him to commit the crimes. As a matter of fact, this administration is encouraged by the American people to commit more crimes, and they are adding strength to tyranny by allowing their crimes, really is what it comes down to. And I'm not being facetious and I'm not being smart. I'm just loving on my country enough to tell them, you know what, enough is enough, right? And we are the law. Remember what Thomas Jefferson rightly said. But we have Eric Holder now, who's even attempting to run from what he is responsible for by, again, attempting to get out before the people. I want to give you the answers by laying, well, again, putting your feet upon the rock and taking your feet out of the miry clay. Here is the Constitution of the United States of America. It is Article 1, Section 3. Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to what, friends? According to law. What's missing from the equation concerning the knowledge that people need to bring forth the impeachment? The law. Another question, I just want to go off on a little bunny trail here, but another question that I have for you, friends, is which representative in the United States Senate, any of our representatives, or in Congress are actually drawing up articles of impeachment concerning these criminals in office today? Did I hear you say none? Bingo, you win the prize. Not a one of our representatives, friends, are calling for the impeachment of anybody in this criminal administration. And why is that? That is their duty, friends. They are obligated. They have sworn to uphold the oath. By the way, the oath that they themselves have taken to magnify the constitutional laws. By the way, I just read it. Article 1, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. Interestingly enough, I just talked to a federal attorney right before I got on the radio here. And he says, we don't need to just bring up impeachment. We can actually bring an indictment against Eric Holder or the President of the United States, or vice versa. We can do one without the other, or we can actually bring forth an indictment with impeachment or impeachment with indictment. But let me go back to this again. Article 1, Section 3 of the United States Constitution, judgment in cases of impeachment, that means kick their butts out for violating the laws of our Constitution. Also keep in mind, friends, that Machiavelli was destroyed for the lack of impeachment. So in other words, when you allow your representatives to commit crimes, they're going to continuously commit those crimes until you actually deal with them. Because you are now dealing with a government that, folks, for the most part, cannot be rehabilitated. They must be stopped. And the way that you clean house, friends, is remove the leaven out of the lump so we have a new lump. I'm sick and tired of the people that have been representing the American people with lip service, and the only action that they have brought forth, and namely fruit, the fruits that they have brought forth, have been corrupt. They stand contrary to what they promised that they would produce. Okay? But again, Article 1, Section 3 of the United States Constitution, judgment in cases of impeachment. How can you bring forth judgment if you have no understanding of what law is? And how can you tell me what's right or what's wrong if you make no reference to the right giver? Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal of office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable. That means accountable and be held accountable. And we, the people, need to bring forth the law to show the crime so he's held accountable for the crimes that he has committed. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. In other words, once the people impeach him, if that's the direction the American people wanted to go, we could impeach him and then we can indict him. We can bring forth charges concerning the laws that he violated while his time in servitude towards the American people. I said servitude because these are not a bunch of demigod friends. They can't do what they want without consequence, right? Right, America? My goodness, friends. As a matter of fact, it's even being reported that Eric Holder is trying to get out while the getting is good. In other words, he's getting really hot, and there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. And let me tell you something, friends. He is being revealed. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Sons of Liberty Media.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Stephanie's going to be joining us from Minneapolis in about a half an hour here. I'm actually broadcasting live out of Atlanta, Georgia. And friends, what we're talking about during the first segment is the criminal attorney general, Eric Holder. And yes, you heard me right, the criminal. And until the American people start calling it for what it is, nothing's going to change concerning the crimes of corruption and those that represent we the people in this government. And again, keep in mind, I'm not talking about overthrowing good government. I'm talking about throwing off the chains of those that corrupted the Constitution. Okay? I'm talking about throwing off corrupt government, not good government. Keep me in context, friends. Harry Truman, the president of the United States back in the 50s, said in a speech opposing communism, he said, once a government is committed to the principles of silencing the voice of the opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. See what happens when people remain silent? When they should actually stand up and protest. Not only does it make cowards of men, but again, when I say to add strength to tyranny, it really does. And see, now what people need to understand is where the state-run media comes into play. We know it's owned by six corporations throughout the United States, actually globally, right? So you're getting the news that they want you to get, and it is disinformation. There's no question about it. But what's interesting about it is people oftentimes think, well, what's the sense? And then when you do the math, you find out that there's 312 million people in this country that are listening to less than 1.7% of the population, and their immoral message concerning the mass population in the United States of America. And for some reason, the masses believe those that actually perpetuate or promulgate the lie. Nobody's, you know, for the most part, most people don't believe the state-run media. But yet people are afraid of what's going on. See, friends, here's the illusion. The small in number wants you to believe that they're a lot bigger than what they really are. And that's exactly what's going on in this country. Now, when we look in Scripture, we can see that on Judgment Day, we're going to look at the deceiver, Lucifer, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's also a liar. There is no truth in him. And those that serve him, the sons of hell is really what they are, they don't have any truth within themselves neither. And that's exactly what you're dealing with. A criminal is those that violate God's moral law. And what is crime? Well, a violation towards law. Okay? So what it comes down to, America, and I've said this a million times in speeches across the country, I ask the question, what are you running from? Folks, if these people that are committing the crimes against you actually knew that you knew what the laws were and what they were doing were committing crimes against those laws, rest assured they would not be committing those crimes. But they know that the American people have been stupefied. We know that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. People have been so stupefied that they actually believe the government that has been delegated by we the people to serve we the people. Well, they've actually got the American people believing that the government can do whatever they want to do without consequence when they violate the law. Why? Because the people at large don't know the law. So that's why I'm always making reference to law when we're talking about the issues at hand. And, of course, we're talking about the criminal attorney general, Eric Holder. Now, right before the break, I'd actually recited, friends, Article 1, Section 3 of the United States, talking of impeachment. And I'm telling you now, friends, it's being reported that Eric Holder is getting out while the getting is good. As a matter of fact, Eric Holder knows the House is after him to produce his emails in the IRS scandal involving Lois Lerner. And he wants to get out now, and the possibility the Republican control both the House and the Senate after the November elections. Really what that means is the American people are waking up. I'm not breaking it into parties. I'm not going to bring you down that false paradigm, friends. But again, Holder wants to get out now because the possibility that the Republicans control both the House and the Senate after the November elections. Now, I didn't say that. Senator Rep. Steve Stockman, a representative out of Texas, good for him, goes on and he said there are multiple sources that are reporting that Holder will step down as soon as a successor is confirmed, which means he could stay in office well into next year. And rest assured, friends, the American people, because they've been lied to and they believe the lie, they're going to stand down and allow the small minority to corrupt the masses of the people by tolerating him for another year. Just like I said about the criminal in the White House, Barack Hussein Obama. The American people have known the atrocities that he has committed against the American people over the last 6 years, and the American people are going to stand down and they're going to permit him to destroy for another 2 years. Oh, well, that's all we can do is we can vote these guys out and put the guys in there that we want. Really? How's that working out for you? How many election cycles do we have to go through before you figure out that criminals are not ruled by the law? Criminals must be lawfully dealt with. You see how that works? Calling Eric Holder the Stonewaller-in-Chief of the Obama administration, Rep. Stockman said the pressure is building on Holder in Congress, and Obama knows it. Because Holder's been keeping the lid on the IRS scandal so far, but I think Congress is going to find out there's been collision between Holder's Justice Department and the way the IRS investigations of conservatives have been pursued, he said. In other words, they're being uncovered, friends, and there again goes back to my father. The Bible says in the Old Testament, it says that the Lord beholds the good and the evil in all places. In the New Testament, the Bible says there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Let me magnify that in grace. The Lord knows the very numbers of the hairs on your head. Let me magnify that in grace. A sparrow on this planet will not fall without your heavenly Father seeing it fall to the ground. Oh, that's how big God really is. See, it's a mercy of God, friends, that he's being uncovered. Now he's looking to the 78th percentile that profess their Christianity to enforce his commandments against their crimes to preserve freedom. All right, justice is the guardian of liberty. But again, let me repeat this. Eric Holder has been keeping the lid on the IRS scandal so far. I thought it was his job to actually deal with criminals lawfully. I didn't know it was his job to actually magnify the crimes against the law, but that's what he's doing. So here again, we have Eric Holder, who's appointed to magnify the law against crime, but instead repeatedly magnifies crimes against the law. You heard me right. That's judgment turned backwards. For example, Wall Street on Wednesday, March 6, 2013. Let me give you a little history on this criminal because he's tried and true, isn't he? Eric Holder testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee, implying that Wall Street tycoons are above the law, in essence giving them a license to plunder the American people. Eric Holder, head of the criminal division, did not prosecute or persecute a single Wall Street executive for the fraud that destroyed the economy. No, it was planned. It was executed. They're all in it together, and the American people know this. The history of Eric Holder. Tried and true, this criminal is. Defense of marriage. Eric Holder has directed the DOJ, Department of Justice, not to enforce the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. In doing so, Holder has violated his oath of office and clearly shows his violation of the laws of nature and nature's God. Fast and furious. As well, do we all know that Eric Holder is guilty of putting thousands of assault rifles into the hands of Mexican drug lords in an attempt to blame the American people for the crimes this administration and their officials are guilty of by both contriving and committing? And as a result, Border Patrol agent Brian Terry was killed, along with the hundreds of Mexican civilians, including teens at a birthday party and a Mexican beauty queen. But he's still there, friends. And again, I'm not being facetious. I'm not being sarcastic. This is pathetic. He should have been dealt with after the first crime committed. How many crimes must one commit before the American people actually stand up and execute the laws against their crimes? It should be the first one. Because if you don't deal with them after the first one, guess what? There's going to be a second one. There's going to be a third one. Crime is encouraged by those that represent we the people. Going on to the history of Eric Holder, tried and true criminal. Indeed he is. Black Panther voter scandal. Soon after being sworn in as Obama's attorney general, Holder ordered the voter intimidation case against the Black Panthers during the 2008 presidential election to be dropped. Eric Holder is nothing short than short of a racist, friends. Boricua, popular army clemency. The Canadian Free Press reported that against the express wishes of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, the federal prosecutor, and the victims of this popular army, at Holder's recommendation, Clinton granted a clemency to the 16 convicted terrorist group's members, friends. Who are the terrorists? Well, I can tell you. Who's committing the crimes? You got Bradley. Stephanie's going to be joining me in one more segment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, change cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
Really? You know what? Just a little bit of a side note here, friends. Again, we're broadcasting live out of Atlanta, Georgia. And interestingly enough, I was just talking to the producer here, and I just seen on the news right before I got on the radio here, it was a picture of a groundhog and the New York... What's that? Really? Well, I'm trying to figure out what the deal was because it was on today's news, and it was the New York City mayor that was holding the groundhog, and he dropped the groundhog. Poor little hog. And he ended up passing away. Can you imagine just some of these environmentalist whack jobs? They probably had a big ado, a funeral and everything for it. But I just was telling these guys, and I kind of felt sorry for the little guy. But that little groundhog, he's gone now. So I just wanted to, that's the bad news for the day. Friends, the good news is we still have the freedom to do the right thing, so why don't we stand up and do it? We've been talking about Attorney General Eric Holder, tried and true the criminal is, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm actually bringing forth a PowerPoint concerning the crimes of the Attorney General concerning the American people. As a matter of fact, I think I just told you right during the last break here that Black Panther voter scandal, if you remember right, soon after being sworn in as Obama's Attorney General, Eric Holder ordered the voter intimidation case against the Black Panthers during the 2008 presidential election to be dropped. What a racist, man. Wow. You see how that works? Mark Rich Pardon, speaking of the history of this criminal, tried and true, Eric Holder. During his tenure as Clinton's deputy attorney general, Holder was involved in the controversial pardon over Mark Rich, a major Democratic contributor and fugitive, one running from the law for tax fraud. Holder advised Rich's lawyers to bypass the normal pardon request procedures and take their plea directly to the White House. Listen to this, friends. No, take it to my pimp, man. He'll do it for you. Yeah, just tell you his name. He's the guy over there. He looks like Curious George a little bit. Go over to that guy. He'll just go ahead and bypass your crimes because he is like the criminal of criminals. Yeah? I mean, what is a criminal? Those that will not be ruled by law, right? Yeah. Yeah, just take it to him. He'll pardon you. You know, that he thinks he's God. I mean, everybody knows that. He's a narcissist to no end. So Holder advises Rich's lawyer to listen carefully, to bypass the normal pardon request procedures and take their plea directly to Barack Hussein Obama. Holder also failed to inform prosecutors that a pardon was in process for Rich, denying them the opportunity to intervene. No, friends, that is not true. That is not true. Government's purpose is to ensure the rights of the people and to restrain men from sin. 1 John 3:4. The second president of the United States said that. Okay? And when they violate the law, they cannot recircumvent or circumvent and work around the law and then say it's lawful. It just doesn't work that way. But here again, Holder also failed to inform prosecutors that a pardon was in process for Rich, denying them the opportunity, said they to us, to intervene. Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, the grounds for impeachment, that all, not some, not excluding, but all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. The smallest violation of law, friends. Not the biggest. Since 1797, the United States and the House of Representatives have impeached 16 federal officials. Matter of fact, Clinton was pretty much impeached, and then they blocked it on the way out. So I say this, friends, to bring about resolve, it's time to bind criminals such as Eric Holder down with the chains of the Constitution. Remember what Lincoln said, love him or hate him, he was right. We're not to throw off the Constitution, we're to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution. Because America is a government of the people, and by the people, and for the people. Therefore, it is the American people's responsibility to uphold the laws of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, and hold our public servants, those that derive their just powers from the consent of we, the governed, to their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Not to assail. And folks, if we fail to do so, our government will become a source of terror to all its citizens, and it creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Now, countering that again, let's put in contrast to what we see today concerning our forefathers. Let's go to, we've been talking about Eric Holder. Let's go over to Thomas Jefferson really quick. He said, when the government fears the people, you have liberty. But when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Now, going back to Harry Truman again, the president of the United States, in a speech opposing and, might I add, exposing communism, totalitarianistic governments, as to what you're seeing today in America, this is what he said, Mr. Truman did. Once a government is committed to the principles of silencing the voice of the opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Now, I don't know if it's just me or not, but I didn't know that that's government's purpose. I didn't know that that was government's purpose, to become a terror to the people. That's news to me. But that's what you're seeing today. And again, going back over to the church, we understand it's been the church over the last 60 years that have been telling you, you know, we're supposed to submit to all authority. Never question authority. But see, they fail to tell you that God ordains the powers and the magistrates that be to be a terror to those that do evil, not good. And the Bible tells us, because I'm referencing Romans 13 and the book of Peter right now, but going back over to Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13, you got to keep in mind that the church's job is to overcome evil with good. And again, going to Scripture, you know, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the seventh president of the United States. Is it not interesting to note that nowhere can you find God ordaining his church to violate his moral law anywhere from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations? Are you kidding me? But this is what the American church is settled for. They have subjected themselves over to a tyrant. By the way, if they would emulate their forefathers, they would understand that they are to follow in the footsteps of those that have gone before us in the faith when they were following Christ by throwing off a tyrant. Again, read the documentation called the Declaration of Independence. Folks, just a reminder, three-quarters of that documentation is what? 56 signers, along with 13 colonies, along with those bad boys called the Black Regiment, throwing off a tyrant that would no longer be ruled by God. So therefore, our forefathers that we are to emulate were set for a pattern for the American people to, again, let me say it this way. Copy, do what they did as they follow Christ, follow me, 1 Corinthians 11:1. And in the process, what did they do? They said no to a tyrant. They said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's exactly what they did. And because of it, they said no to a tyrant named King George. And they said yes to God. They said no to a tyrant and they said yes to King Jesus. Matter of fact, again, when you go back and do a little bit of your history, you'll see throughout the Declaration of Independence in three different places. First of all, we receive our rights given, our inalienable rights, might I add, non-transferable. They can't be taken away unless you forfeit them. It's interesting that we receive our inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. It also talks about how they appealed to the supreme judge of the world. And then it talks about when they went to submit themselves, who did they submit themselves to? Divine providence for protection when dealing with a tyrant. And it was your forefathers, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, two of which were presidents, that told you resistance towards tyranny is obedience to God. And where did they get that from? They got that from none other than the apostles. It's better to obey God than to obey man. So in other words, no, we ain't doing that. We've seen what happens to countries that depart from the living God. What happens to countries that depart from the living God? Well, they subject themselves to a Barack Hussein Obama. They subject themselves to tyranny. And isn't it interesting, friends? And I just want to rub this in just a little bit, not because I hate, but because I love. Everybody thinks Barack Hussein Obama is a joke. I totally 100% agree. All the way. Totally, I totally agree. But is it not true the joke is on the American people? Again, Abraham Lincoln comes to my aid. Love him or hate him, was he not right when he said, to sin by silence rather than protest makes cowards of men. My goodness. My goodness. The men in our country, if they haven't turned effeminate, they're too busy sitting on the couch watching a bunch of grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball. Well, their country goes to hell in a handbasket. Because their excuses, there's nothing we can do about it. Really, let's just call it for what it is. There's nothing that you want to do about it. There's nothing that you want to do about it. Because if you wanted to do something about it, and you really loved your kids enough. Yeah, I said that. If you really loved your kids enough, you wouldn't allow it to happen. Remember, friends, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. And keep in mind, it's a good fight of faith. If you want to go ahead and capitulate, join the company of the damned, friends, because I guarantee you that's where you're going. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and FreedomOutpost.com. I've been following the Sons of Liberty's ministry for a few years now, and I've gotten to know Bradley Dean on a more personal level since writing about his battles for the youth of America inside the government indoctrination centers we call public schools. He's the real deal. He loves God, and he genuinely loves people. And the message is always one that calls people to remembrance, a remembrance of the price paid for their freedoms by our veterans in the natural realm and the Lord Jesus Christ in the spiritual. As a result of the message, Bradley calls upon people to turn from sin and do what is good and holy before God, obeying his law. I encourage you to support the Sons of Liberty, knowing that the heart of the ministry is to love people enough to tell them the truth and call them back to the old paths, walking in the fear of the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley, and Steph's going to join me in just a minute. Before she does, I want to read this quote to you from one of the Sons of Liberty. His name was Samuel Adams. He said, "The right to freedom being the gift of God Almighty, it is not in the power of man to alienate this gift and voluntarily become a slave. These may be best understood by reading and carefully studying the institutes of the lawgiver and the head of the Christian church, which are to be found clearly written and promulgated in the New Testament." My goodness. Wow. That's great. I like that. I'm kind of slapping myself on the back right now because I found that. From my brother from another mother. And that would be one of our forefathers. Again, Sons of Liberty. He himself was Mr. Samuel Adams. Stephanie, do we got you there in Minneapolis?
I am here.
How are you?
I am doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just let's act like nobody's listening to us right now. But do you miss me?
Yes, I do. It would be nice to have
me?
You here.
Really?
Yes, it would.
Why is that? You miss your prince in shining armor?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you tell me all the time, right?
You're my knight in shining armor.
Oh, okay. Not a prince. Not a prince.
No, well, maybe, no, you could be a prince too, but I kind of like the term knight in shining armor.
Oh, you know what?
That sounds so you.
Steph, you know what? I think people are listening to us right now.
Oh,
so anyways,
welcome
back to the Sons of Liberty, folks.
Yes.
We have Stephanie joined, Minneapolis joining us right now. And, Steph, what are you deriving from the show today?
Well, you know, I was just listening to what you were talking about before the last break, and when you're talking about people, you know, if you love your children enough, you're going to fight for them. You said, yes, I said it. And just as you mentioned here, now you're away and you have, you know, the producer, one of our sons with you, but then you have children here back at home. But you know that your responsibility as first and foremost a man of God and one who loves this country and fights for this country, that you have to do your duty before God to make sure that our freedom is preserved for not only your own children, but for everyone's children in America. And when you
isn't that what Christian patriots do?
Absolutely, but that's what's missing from our society today. As you were mentioning, you know, we've got grown men who, if they're not effeminate, what they're doing is they're sitting at home watching men tackle each other in tights, or they're watching men who spend
don't forget the fact that they're fighting over the pig ball.
They're fighting over the pig ball. There you go. But, you know.
Yeah, and they'll probably forget the score tomorrow, but, yep, go ahead.
Yeah, you'll forget the score tomorrow, or they're watching, you know, a game where men for thousands and thousands of hours and spend thousands and thousands of dollars, if they get good enough, will learn how to hit a small white ball in a hole in the dirt.
What about this one? This one's even better. What amazes me how people are entertained with a car that drives around a circle over 500 times.
That sounds incredibly boring to me.
Oh, my goodness. Are you crazy? That's the American thing to do. I've shared with our listeners in the past, do you know why foreigners are attacking America today? Because they have said, foreigners have said of the American people, their gods have now become sports.
Right.
That's exactly right. So they figure, well, listen, if they don't want their country, we'll take it. And that's exactly why America has a foreign enemy problem today.
Yeah, and that's right. And what you were talking about, too, before the break, as far as the administration goes, and that quote that you gave by Abraham Lincoln, you know, it was Edmund Burke who rightfully said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And then you were talking about, too, as well, about, you know, you can take your place among those that are damned to hell, because those that do nothing, those that do not love the Lord thy God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and follow his commands, and namely root out tyranny when they see it, you know, that's their portion, that's their cup. In fact, Martin Luther King Jr. said, the hottest place in hell is reserved for those who remain neutral in great times of moral conflict. He says, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. And what matters most right now is not sitting in front of the television watching grown men, you know, fight each other over a pig ball. What matters the most is not your entertainment. What matters the most is not your boating trip and your weekend and your vacation. What matters is your liberty and that you fight to preserve your liberty for your posterity. I mean, I've said this so many times, but thank God our founding forefathers, they sacrificed their lives, their fortunes, their most sacred honor. Why? For us, their posterity, not for their own children. In fact, in most cases, their children suffered because of it, but they knew that for generations to come, they would have the blessed, you know, Son of Liberty shine down upon them, both in the natural and in the spiritual. So we have a job to do.
We, the people of the United States, the preamble of the Constitution of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, all 50 states, not 57 like Barack Hussein Obama said, which there's 57 states in the Muslim nation, by the way. But we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, the good of the people, not steal from one group of people the haves and give to the have-nots and give to another group of people, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. It's interesting. Now we're going into 239 years later. We still have the same Constitution that our forefathers established through their blood and sacrifice. And so I would propose the question to the American people, what are you doing with that gift that has been given unto you called freedom? Because we know that freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. And if we're grateful for what we have and the liberties that we do have, friends, only doing the right thing, then we're going to respond in a favorable manner to maintain it for our posterity through the same afflictions, trials, and tribulations that our forefathers that gave us what we have today gave unto us, so we have to do the same things that they did. And isn't it interesting that today, we know that our forefathers said during their time, I mean, we can go back to Nathan Hale during the Revolutionary War. He was hung by the British, and they asked him if he had any last words. This is one of your forefathers, Nathan Hale. Listen to what he said. He said, the only regret that I have is that I do not have another life to sacrifice for my country. And wasn't it Jesus that said that he who loses his life for my sake will find it, but he who finds his life will lose it? And what we have today is we have a heart completely backwards of what our forefathers had when they established this country.
Right.
We have a bunch of people that are expecting the entitlement attitude that somebody owes them something rather than if they want something, they're going to have to fight for it. Now, again, keep in mind, I am talking about freedom and the preservation of our freedom. And freedom is the gift here. It's the pearl. But how is it that we've gotten so far backwards that we've forgotten the price paid for our freedoms, which, by the way, is the heart of gratitude when you see the price paid, namely Jesus Christ crucified for the sins of the world, and in the natural, the hundreds of thousands that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States that most people don't even know. And how are we supposed to know what our forefathers established if we don't even know what they meant when they said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society? How are we supposed to know what it is that we have if we don't know our founding documentation and the history of this country because we haven't taken the time, because we don't have a heart of gratitude for what's been given unto us by studying the past.
Right.
That's really what it comes down to. Steph, it's all yours.
Yeah, and how are you supposed to know all the violations and usurpations that are taking place if you don't know that Constitution, if you don't know your history? If you don't know your history, history tends to repeat itself. But how do you know when a stick is crooked, as we mentioned before, you lay a straight one next to it? You're not going to know all of the violations of our Constitution if you don't understand the Constitution. It was Abraham Lincoln who said, "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution." If we don't know what it says, how are we going to know when it's being perverted? We have a job to do. And going back to a quote that you just said earlier, you know, what is government for? What was government instituted for? John Adams, in 1776, he said this. He said, "Government is instituted for the common good, for the protection, safety, prosperity, and happiness of the people, and not for profit, honor, or private interest of any one man, family, or class of men." What are we seeing today? He said, "Therefore, the people alone must have an incontestable, unalienable, and indefeasible right to institute government and to reform, alter, or totally change the same when their protection, safety, prosperity, and happiness require it." You know, when we're looking at all the things that are going on today in our country and what we see through this administration, you know, you see these posts on Facebook saying, well, our forefathers would have been fighting already. Now, we can lawfully preserve our constitutional republic, but we have to make sure that we stand up and make sure it happens. That doesn't mean like throw a hissy fit once every 2 years and then we have a little bit of change and then we back down. No, we have to make sure that we're vigilant, just like the snake on the flag appealed to heaven and no king but king.
Gadsden flag.
Yeah,
yes.
On the Gadsden flag, why were his eyes wide open? He never blinked because he's always alert. He's always keeping a mindful eye on things and always keeping watch. We have to be vigilant in the same way to know what's going on, not only see what's going on and complain about it to our coworker and on our Facebook, but actually do something about the problems that we see, be empowered to say, yes, there's problems out there, but you know what? We have the answers. Our answers are found namely in Jesus Christ, going back to the Bible and the
Amen.
Constitution. We don't need to rewrite something. We don't need to find something new. We just need to go back to what we had and stick to it, not add 10,000 more laws upon it.
It's really too simple. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, one in Atlanta, Georgia, and another one in the state of Minnesota. Almost there, not snowing yet, but we're getting there. Thank you for joining us. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do, deeds, not words. We will talk at you in 23, again, broadcasting live out of Atlanta.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.